debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartman.com. Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Boy, do we have a fact-filled, fun, wild ride show today. Evan Greer is going to be with us about the fight for net neutrality. Dr. Richard Wolff will be with us in our second hour and our third hour. Matt Stoller is going to drop by. We're going to be talking about some of these giant internet companies and what does it mean for democracy in America. But to begin, the president has no clothes. Now, remember when that, you know, it wasn't an Aesop's fable. I guess it's just a standard Middle Ages fairy tale that came out of Europe. And the story was that the king wanted some really fancy clothes. And a couple of con men came to the king and said, "Oh, we'll make you just extraordinary clothes. But they're so special that only brilliant people, only true geniuses, really smart people can see them." Or maybe it was that stupid people can't see them, whatever it was, something like that. And so you could tell it's been 35 years since I read this story to my kids. So these guys, like, they're making these clothes out of nothing, right? They're just, you know, they're pretending they've got a loom and they're pretending they've got clothing and they're the king gets naked and he puts these clothes on that aren't clothes, right? And he marches down the street totally naked, thinking that he's dressed in this beautiful raiment, and all the people are afraid to contradict him because he's the king. And they say, "Oh, aren't his clothes beautiful?" And he's walking around very proud, totally naked, and everybody is going, "Oh, look at the beautiful colors on that robe and the fancy pants and, oh, the beautiful big feather in the hat." Yeah. Sort of remind you of Orrin Hatch saying, "Mr. President, you've been perhaps the greatest president this country's ever had." Or Mike Pence saying, "It's such an honor to serve you, sir." I mean, you know, it goes on. But basically here now, Michael Wolff has published this book saying Donald Trump has no clothes. And I mean, in pretty stark terms. So, you know, and I'm going to fill this in a little bit and give you a little more detail here, but in the context of this, what do we do? I mean, if it is true, if Michael Wolff's book is true, and Donald Trump literally within 10, 20, 30 minutes forgets what he just said and repeats the same story over and over and over again, if Donald Trump is literally functionally illiterate, does not read, does not even skim. And by the way, I have a theory about that. Donald Trump's vanity is legendary. Donald Trump is 71 years old. Have you ever seen Donald Trump wearing reading glasses? I may be wrong, and there probably are 70-year-olds out there who don't need glasses to read. I mean, you know, they may be genetic freaks, but I'm sure they're out there. But there is this thing called presbyopia, which is the Greek for old eyes. And it starts in your 40s. And even if you have completely normal vision, I never wore glasses until I was in mid-40s. I started having to wear reading glasses. And then in my mid-50s, I had to start wearing glasses that also, you know, for distance sight, because my eyes were getting older. And as your eyes get older, the lens, which, you know, is attached to two little muscles behind the iris and behind the cornea, two little muscles that are probably more than two, that hold the lens in place. And they stretch the lens or compress the lens in order to amplify, magnify, or diminish your distance sight. And as you get older, that lens gets harder. It loses its elasticity, and those muscles get weaker. And so it gets harder and harder to make your eyes see things that before you could see with no problem. So some people get LASIK surgery, and I'm guessing Trump probably did. But the problem with LASIK surgery is, you know, by the time you're 70, your eyes are still changing. I think it's entirely possible that Donald Trump doesn't read things because he's too vain to put on a damn pair of glasses. And you can tell this when he's reading his speeches off the teleprompters. And on prompters, the type is an inch tall. And he's still squinting. I think he doesn't read things because, you know, but in any case, there's that. There's the dementia. There's the fact that Donald Trump is not really running the White House. Donald Trump didn't pick Ryan Zinke to run the Interior Department and to sell off the public lands of America to the Koch network and their buddies. That was Mike Pence, the Koch toady, the guy who owes his career to the Koch network and other billionaires. It wasn't Donald Trump who chose Scott Pruitt to run the Environmental Protection Agency to take it apart. Scott Pruitt, the total toady of the Koch network, the guy who not only denies climate change, but also thinks that it's fine if you know, big chemical companies and fossil fuel companies and oil companies and whatnot, or chemical companies, if they pollute our water, if they pollute our air, hey, it's no problem as long as it doesn't hurt profits. Donald Trump didn't choose him to run the EPA, Scott Pruitt. It was Mike Pence. In fact, Mike Pence chose pretty much everybody. This is not the Trump administration. This is the Pence administration. So, you know, we have to consider that when we're considering what's going to happen. On the other hand, you know, yes, Pence is toxic. Pence is a toady to the billionaire class. Pence is the classic example of what you get with Citizens United. You get a fully bought and paid for politician. He's the classic example of that. But then you get to this kind of question, as it were, which is worse? Do you want an incompetent, demented madman in the White House who might start World War III but, you know, has limited ability to do damage? That's the theory anyway. I don't believe that that's the actuality because I think he's doing the damage. Mike Pence is very quietly in the background. He's set the whole thing up. You know, he was in charge of the transition team. He was in charge of setting up the White House. He was in charge of filling the cabinet. This is Mike Pence's White House. So do we just turn it over to Pence? And if so, how? Tom Steyer is out there calling for impeachment. NeedToImpeach.com is his website. It's getting a whole lot of people. That's one option, but I'll tell you what's, you know, in Congress, the news stories are that one of the psychiatrists who has written several op-eds saying that Donald Trump is not just broken, but dangerous, testified to a bunch of senators this week on Capitol Hill. It's like several hours of closed-door testimony before a group of, there's 13, 14, 15 senators, one Republican, a bunch of Democrats. I believe that what Congress is looking at right now, and frankly, I suspect that several people in Donald Trump's cabinet particularly including Gary Cohn, the former Goldman Sachs guy, and Steve Mnuchin, the former Goldman Sachs guy, although maybe not. Mnuchin doesn't strike me as all that bright. Certainly McMaster. And where's John Kelly been lately, by the way? Maybe seriously considering the 25th Amendment, where the cabinet and Congress can remove a president because he has become incompetent, incapable of doing his job. Michael Wolff's book, if nothing else, makes a powerful case that Donald Trump is incompetent. I'll go through some of the most explosive claims in his book in just a moment. Great show today. A lot in the news. Evan Greer on talking about the fight for net neutrality. Professor Richard Wolff on talking about the corporate takeover of the United States. We're talking about Donald Trump and the new Michael Wolff book. Is Trump even, is he non-compass menace? What's going on with all that? And of course, Jeff Sessions deciding that he's going to go after legal pot. This is going to get real weird. Check it out on our YouTube page and on our podcasts.